Praise the Lord.
Praise.
God, I just humble myself before you right now, Lord, before I come before you people, Lord.
Yes.
I ask you, Lord, to move me out of the way, Lord, and you have your way, Heavenly Father. Yes. God, we thank you, Lord, for the word that you have given us on today, Lord. And God, we just ask you, Lord, to just bless it right now, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Give us ears to hear, Lord, and give us eyes to see in the spirit, Father God, what you're saying to our church on today, God. God, we give you the praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, coming from 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You know, all this week, that's what the Lord been having me on praying. You know, sometimes we get away from praying. When trouble come our way, we get away from praying and we seek for this and that to comfort us. But God wants us to know today we gotta pray for ourselves. We can't put our life and everything in other people's hands or something else's hands. God wanna hear us pray.
Yes.
And that's what the people are lacking. They're not praying enough. They're putting the trust in the minister, the choir leaders, instead of going to God for themselves.
Amen.
You know, you got to go to God for yourself and you want Him to answer your prayer. People can pray for you, they can pray you through, but you got to go to God because He wants to see what your heart is.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
And so, God gave me a few things here when He said, and my people will humble themselves, pray, and seek and turn from their wicked ways. He said, in the judgment, he said, God's judgment on his people during the time of moral decline and spiritual apathy and the worldly compromise is a drought and barrenness and pestilence and affliction. God promised, although originally given to Israel, applies equally to his people of any generation who, after experiencing his judgment, meet the following four conditions for revival. Who all need a revival?
Yes.
In the spirit. We all need a revival in our spirit each and every day that He give us a chance to get up. We need restoration every day that we get up.
Yes.
Of God's holy purpose and God's holy purpose and blessing for His people. He said, humble themselves. God's people must recognize their failures and manifest their sorrow for their sins and renew their commitment to God's will. We want to go over to Acts 3:19 right quick.
Yeah.
Acts 3:19 said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
He said, in the time of refreshing throughout this present age and until Christ returned, God will send time of refreshing and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So all who repent and are converted, although perilous time will come toward the end of this age and great falling away from the faith will occur. But God still promised to send a revival to the time of refreshing upon the faithful. The presence of Christ and spiritual blessings and miracle outpouring of the Holy Spirit will come upon the remnant of who faithfully seek Him and overcome the world and the flesh and the dominion of Satan. See, we got to overcome these things of the world. And God said, pray. God, people must cry out to Him in the desperation for mercy and must completely depend upon Him and trust Him for His intervention. And prayer must be earnest and sustained until God answers. So a lot of times we pray and we make vows to God. When people get sick sometimes, they say, God, if you heal me, I'll do this. I come to church next Sunday, I'll do this, I'll do that. But see, we can't make vows with God and don't commit to Him, because you're messing up your own blessing when you do it that way. But you gotta be committed and make sure you have a change of heart when you come to God in prayer. I wanna go to Psalm 51:17 right quick. 51 and 17. But before we go to 17, you remember David said, created me a clean heart, oh God, and renewed us with a right spirit.
Yes.
See, and that's what we need today. We need to ask God in prayer, creating us a clean heart. But sometimes my heart can get clouded with the things and the cares of this world.
Yes.
But God said in verse 17, 51 chapter of Psalm, verse 17. It said, the sacrifice of God of a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, oh God, God would not despise. And God said, God would not turn away from a broken and contrite heart that is full of remorse for sins and heavy with grief because of its wickedness. But when our self-seeking and proud attitude is brought low and we cry to God for his forgiving grace, we can be sure that we will be accepted by him. So no matter where you've been in life, what you're going through, just turn it over to God. He just told it right there in the word. No matter what we're going through, that he will give us that grace that we need. So God, we thank God for that. And also he says, seeking my face. God, people must diligently turn to God with a whole heart and long for his presence and not just trying to escape from adversity. So a lot of times we don't want to go through things because going through things, sometimes it build our patience, it build character, and it bring us closer to God. That's why sometimes things have to happen in our life because we're so far out and so far away from God. You got to let some things happen so you can come to him in prayer and he can bring a revelation to you. And God said, turn from thy wicked ways. God, people must generally repent by turning from specific sin and form of adultery, renouncing conformity to the world, and draw near to God for mercy and forgiveness and cleansing. And then God said, I will heal the land. Well, God gave us four conditions right here when he said about healing the land. When God's four conditions were for revival and restoration are met, then God's threefold promise of revival will be fulfilled. And God will turn his anger away from his people and listen to their desperate cry and be attentive to their prayer. In other words, the first evidence of revival is that God began to hear and answer prayer from heaven.
Amen.
And to show compassion to his people. God will forgive his people and cleanse them from their sins and restore his favorite presence, peace, truth, and righteousness and power among them. God will heal his people and their land by again pouring out the rain and physical favor and blessing of the Holy Spirit. How many of us need an outpouring of God on the day?
Yes.
You know, we all can stand an outpouring of the Holy Ghost because we can't do nothing on our own without him. We can't do nothing because he told us in his word, he gonna leave us. So he gonna send a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So we thank God for the Holy Ghost. Just wanna encourage someone with that. That's a good promise from God when he said, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, that he'll heal the land. And it's plain and simple and easy. He gave us those few little things. Humble yourself. Pray, seek, and turn. So simple. That's how life can be. It can be so simple. We ourselves is the only one that make it hard. By trying to do this, trying to do that, want this and want that. But that's not what God wants. God said he'll give us what we need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He'll take care of those wants, but those wants aren't necessary. He worried about our needs, our physical need, our health. That's the main thing. We need our health to live here on this earth to do a work for Christ. So in order to do that work for Christ, just pray, pay attention, and listen to Christ. And he'll make everything happen for you. And we just get out of the way and just turn from our wicked ways. See, we got to forgive people too. See, forgiveness is one thing that hinders us from the things of Christ. You know, just because somebody say something bad to you or about you, you don't have to fight that battle. Let God fight that battle. You know, you still treat them with love and kindness. Yeah. See, he said, pray for your enemy. Love those that persecute you. I know that's hard to do. That takes a lot of humbling right now. A lot of humbling. So what you got to do? You got to suck it up, turn away from it, walk away. Because that's a way to escape. The man of God just said, God give us a way to escape. So guess what? If you just turn and walk away, sometimes people say, oh, he's just a coward. He's scared. Well, let them say that about you. Just turn and walk away, because guess what? Your greater reward is in heaven. Quit looking for everything in the world to come to you. The things in heaven are what you really want to get to. You want to get to heaven. And God has made a way for us to get there by turning from our wicked ways, seeking his faith, and praying, and learn to love one another. I just pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.